There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to join us here on the Live Sunday edition. If you want to talk about Bitcoin, the run on the banks in Greece, or politicians. Actually, the Bureau of Land Management has some ridiculous demands for their politicians, the people that they're muckety mucks, the high end bureaucrats who will be coming to the festival that is thrown every year in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. That would be, of course, Burning Man.
Now, so these aren't just cops that are coming there to sort of watch things to make sure they're fine. This is government officials. They're like, oh, let's go to Burning Man on the taxpayer's dime.
Well, they're described as high-level government officials in the story from the Reno Gazette Journal as featured in USA Today.
Okay.
So I don't know who that entails. They're not giving a list of names. They're just giving a list of demands to the Burning Man organizers.
Okay.
Those of you who don't know, Burning Man is in a... I've never been, but I have friends who've gone. I've seen the pictures or seen the videos, and we've taken calls from people who've attended, and It just sounds like an amazing art festival that gets put together in the middle of the Black Rock Desert. Last I heard, was attracting 70,000 attendees.
That's huge.
The third largest city in Nevada, while it exists,
right,
from what I heard. I think it's
that way. That's a heck of a thing to say, right?
Yeah. I mean, and it comes together for a one-week time frame,
right,
and then it disappears. And it's an amazing thing. There's really a lot to appreciate about the Burning Man Festival. But one of the things that I think was a huge mistake on the part of the organizers was to put this thing on government land.
Yeah.
Bureau of Land Management controls the land.
They've lost all control. If they ever had any control, they've lost it, right?
And, right. The fees, of course, have been going up and up and up. Now the bureaucrats from the BLM are demanding a $1 million VIP compound, which will bring the permit fee cost on the organizers just the fees, just to have this party at this place. $5 million is what they're talking about. And then add to that whatever the other costs are of actually throwing the party. So that's the permit fees are $5
million. $5 million for permits.
The renderings of the compound,
It would have had to have been better on private property, right?
Of course. They show various accommodations set aside for VIP visitors, but don't indicate who those visiting dignitaries will be. There's a long list of food items that they're demanding. There's actually a link to the list of the items. The article over at USA Today only focuses on a handful, but the actual full list is exhaustive in its level of detail. There are meal suggestions, mandatory items for a 24-hour service bar, hot meals between scheduled meal hours, scheduled meals, mandatory items for breakfast, mandatory items for hot lunch and dinners. I mean, I can go into more detail here, but it's insane.
What this is they're acting like superstars, and
yep,
the fact is that the organizers of Burning Man really made them superstars when they had it on their property. They gave their festival to the federal government by having it on their property, and they need to, still own their festival, right? And they need to switch it over to some private property.
Now, it's arguable the federal government doesn't really own anything because all of what it has is stolen property.
Yeah, that's true.
Certainly arguable.
Of course, ownership.
Effectively, though.
A good portion of ownership is possession, right? Like, and the federal government does effectively possess these lands, and if you go there without their permission slip, they will send men with guns out there to remove you, right? So they believe they own the property, and they will act as though that they do. This from the USA Today story, the request is unprecedented in Burning Man's history, and it has turned into a point of contention as organizers negotiate with the agency for their annual permit to stage the event in the Black Rock Desert. No permit has been issued for this year's event, which runs August 30th to September 7th. Typically, permits are issued in early August, so I guess it's not as last minute as I thought it was. They usually run it right up to the wire,
okay,
getting this permit. Burning Man has refused to comply with the BLM's request, which the agency submitted June 1st, according to their spokesman Jim Graham. Quote, "We want to work this out. We're getting close to the event, but we feel that there are more common sense and cost-effective solutions," said the spokesperson. Burning Man declined to comment on whether its refusal to comply with the request would interfere with the permit's approval. And the BLM has said it needs the elaborate encampment to support staff at the event. The
so agency, management.
The agency is raising concerns about safety after a woman was run over and killed by a vehicle last year and says the additional staff will attend to assess security conditions. As though having 50 more BLM employees on site is somehow going to prevent someone from getting hit by an ARC car.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Somehow the management of the BLM is somehow going to prevent that.
When in history have having more cop-type people, having more of them made it safer? Like, aren't you more likely, you're 8 times more likely to be killed by a cop than a terrorist, right?
That's, I don't know if it's 8 times, but
wasn't
yeah.
it the BLM people that shot up those Indians who were rebelling at Wounded Knee 2 in the 70s?
It could well very well be. The BLM says it needs the elaborate encampment to support its staff. Among the amenities included in the request are flushing toilets to be cleaned daily by Burning Man staff.
Yeah, come out and clean our toilets.
A laundry with washers and dryers, on-demand hot water, air conditioning, vanity mirrors, refrigerators, and couches.
Even as King Mark I, I do not demand that people come and clean my toilet.
Every day.
This is how ridiculous it is. This is how ridiculous it is. These people don't even claim to be your king, and they still claim that you should to rule you.
The event, known for its emphasis on self-reliance in harsh conditions, provides only basic amenities such as non-flushable portable toilets for ticketed attendees. BLM officials contend their staff can no longer stay in the primitive accommodations available in Gerlach, Nevada, which is about 20 minutes from the event location.
Then they should just bring in some, come on. Are you telling me that the Department of Land Management can't contract with some other government agency to drop off some living quarters? I mean, let's talk to the Air Force, ladies and gentlemen. They've got all kinds of this equipment. They can just drop things off. Talk to the Marines, all you're going to do is get tents. But if you talk to the Air Force, you're going to get something you can live in.
Yeah, but they can get, if they ask, they'll probably receive something, right? If say, look, these are the terms.
Where are our little chocolate tacos?
Yeah, a choco taco, yeah.
That's what they demanded. Seriously, they said, you must clean our toilets and bring us little chocolate tacos. It's great. Please continue to serve these people like this, because at some point or another, it will be too outrageous for every American.
They say they cannot stay in the primitive accommodations in Gerlach, Nevada. Quote, we're very concerned about where we put people that are part of our staff and that are part of the support and permitting, said Gene Seiditz.
I'm very concerned about where they put them, too.
BLM Winnemucca District Manager. It's safe to say that if you are working 14 to 16 hours a day in whiteout conditions on the hot playa, you don't want them to be unrested. Safety, security.
So this is for everybody. Choco tacos for the lowest of government bureaucrats.
But only the government bureaucrats, not everybody on the playa. Safety, security, and health is paramount. That I will not forego, says the district manager for the BLM. So apparently the event here has been going for, what, 2 decades? Maybe more than 2 decades? I think it was actually the mid-1980s. If I'm recalling correctly, I'm sure there's a burner out there who could probably tell us offhand how long this has been going for. But I feel like it's been since like 84 or something like that.
I don't know. It's been some time.
It's been a long time. Apparently, it's been totally fine up until now for whatever government bureaucrats who've been involved in this. But now they need frozen treats. And they need not just Choco Tacos. I've got the full list here.
86.
There's a whole ice cream category. There's drumstick. You know, the little drumsticks. Choco Taco.
I mean, cops aren't known for being pudgy.
Individual served ice cream, assorted flavors, popsicles, and ice cream sandwiches. So
it's hot out here. Yeah. I need an ice cream sandwich. No dairy to get my throat gummed up.
Part of Burning Man's philosophy, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid sent a letter to the Secretary of Interior following the investigation saying that, quote, providing outlandish, unnecessary facilities for the BLM and its guests should be beyond the scope of the permitting requirements. It makes me wonder if this is a play by the BLM to try to scare Burning Man away
from
doing
BlackRock?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you think they want the money, right? I mean, they're talking about $5 million worth of permitting fees.
Uh-huh.
This is $1 million. So it was $4 million worth of fees and then $1 million in this VIP, whatever you want to call this, mansion. This temporary mansion that's going to be set up if they go through with this. they must want the fees. I mean, they must want this. Or is this some sort of way?
Maybe it's a negotiation tactic. I just don't know.
We'll come back with more here in moments about this ridiculousness. And if you know more about Burning Man, if you've been there, you got some opinions you want to share of your burner, get on the lines at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, and we're here to take your calls about anything that happens to be on your mind. There's an update on the Greek situation. Guess what? Monday is going to be a bank holiday. That's good news, right? Holidays. Everybody likes holidays.
Everybody likes holidays.
That's actually not good news.
No.
Right? That's a sign of desperation. That is the bank saying, oh, crap, we know there's going to be people lined up come Monday morning at 7 a.m. or whenever the heck the banks open in Greece, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., and we do not want to deal with them. So let's just call a bank holiday until we can figure out what the heck to do next with this financial severe circumstances going on there. We can tell you more about that here in a little bit. It's Ian, Ridley, and Mark in the studio with you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're in the middle of a silly list of demands by the Bureau of Land Management against the folks who are organizing Burning Man, and I did pull up the Wikipedia story. It started in 1986, and it's been in the Black Rock Desert since 1990. It actually originally was on Baker Beach in San Francisco. It was obviously a much smaller event back then, but you know, this thing's been going on for not quite 30 years, and now the Bureau of Land Management is demanding a VIP $1 million compound to be constructed with flushable toilets, which of course no one has at Burning Man unless you're in an RV. And, you know, this is a desert. There's just desert winds blowing everywhere. It's hard to even keep your tent nailed. You've got to bring rebar out to Burning Man and shove that thing, you know, shove rebar into the ground, basically, to be able to tie your tent down so it doesn't blow away. This is some of the most severe conditions you could possibly imagine camping in. And these government bureaucrats want some sort of palace to be constructed for them out in this.
I can see their point, right? Like, and I'm not saying I agree with it. Their point is like, look, we must come out and protect these people from themselves.
Some woman got hit by an art car, apparently.
Yeah, some woman got hit by a car. Dear God. I mean, you know, how many people have gotten hit by vehicles when police have been in the media vicinity? I mean, it doesn't stop people from getting hit by vehicles. Sometimes it causes it. Being an emergency service person myself, I'm a fireman, I can say that there have been accidents right next to accidents I'm working, and I suspect the reason is because we've got bright, flashy red lights that draw people's attention to the accident. Because there's rubberneckers, because they're looking around. So emergency personnel don't stop accidents necessarily. That's their, if that's their saying, I mean, like, I can see there's been a rape and we have to investigate. There's a, you know, there are on average, I mean, you say it's the largest city in, the third largest city in Nevada for like 1 week a year. And so I would say on average, there's probably, oh, I don't know, two or three sexual assaults in that period of time. And I can see what the police would say, look, we have to investigate these things. And if we're going to investigate them, we need quarters to do it. And we didn't decide we wanted to come out and, you know, crap in porta potties in the desert.
Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything you want. More on the BLM ridiculous demands here in a moment. But first, Doug is on the line in North Dakota, listening to KTGO in Newtown. Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys. So we're just walking through and stepping over into a beautiful new age of noncompliance. And I want to thank you guys for your work. I've been listening to you since 2011, since I've been up here in North Dakota and been able to listen to you.
Excellent.
And the beauty part about it is I don't have to agree with everything you say, but I support 100% your right to say it.
Nobody agrees with us 100%.
Right on. Yeah, that was just a throwaway. Burning Man, I've never been there, but I, like you guys, I know people who have been. I've watched videos, some of the amazing arc structures that they build and the architectural beauty of it. And then at the end, they just burn it down.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just an icon to the, it's just a statement. It's just a silly pretense of the government to come in and say that they're going to do this. On the West Coast or on the East Coast, we just recently found out that only 5% of the people who are legally required to register their firearms in New York have done it. So that leaves 95% non-compliance.
Wow, that's people great news.
I mean, this is what I've heard. It's subject to, you know, you can bet it out, but this is the number that has been thrown out there by reputable sources. Yeah. So
now, isn't there a serious penalty behind not complying? I mean, what are they threatening people with? Do you know?
it's a felony.
Yeah, that's pretty serious.
Yeah. No, yeah. So when you have 95% of an entire state who are say, I politely decline to participate in your egregious overstep of my right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of, you know, self-defense or however you want to, whatever nomenclature you want to use, that is a huge threshold that we have popped over. We, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff going on, but I don't want people to dwell on that. I just want to imagine this. What if they gave a police state and nobody came? No.
I like the way you think, Doug. So anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
No, that's it. I just wanted to tell you guys to keep on keeping on. And occasionally, this is like the third time I've called in 4 years, so I'm not a serial caller. But, you know, I just like to occasionally call and say, you go, guys.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. We will. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll free number here is 855-453. We saw a little noncompliance this week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, of course, with vendors who are serving food there, many of them not complying with any kind of government permits. They were not going and begging the government for some sort of health code permit. They were not going and paying sales tax to the government. The government even tried to send a couple of enforcers out to enforce the sales tax ordinance or statutes or whatever. And they were run off of the private property by the private property owner and the people who were there, including myself and probably more than a dozen attendees who surrounded these men and basically shouted them out.
I support that. I really do. I just wonder if you get to a level that Burning Man's at. How many people? 70,000, you said?
Yeah, that's what I heard last.
The Free State Project's event here, Porcupine Freedom Festival, maybe had 1,350 people or something like that.
Correct. It was 65,922 at Burning Man in 2014.
Right, so we're talking an incredible disparity in numbers. There's more than 10 times the size. And I wonder, I don't think that Porkfest tore it to get that large could keep out the depredations of the state. I just don't think it's possible. I mean,
well, Porkfest will never get that large. It's not possible for, at least at this time, the property that the Porkfest,
right,
you're
just looking at the property
held on is, you know, you can only fit 3,000 to 4,000 people
there
max.
New Hampshire's a big state, my friend, and Porkfest could absolutely potentially get that large.
Someone would need to actually have a new site to locate it at. We're currently at the largest campground in the state of New Hampshire, and you can't hold Porkfest outside of New Hampshire. So you'd have to have somebody with some serious capital would have to find some new property that would be able to hold more than 5,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
would.
As of right now, Porkfest seems to have sort of leveled out. It had 1,500 people last year and 1,300 this year.
So you're making a prediction based on one set of numbers. I mean,
there was about 1,500 the year prior to that as well. So we've been sort of leveled for a few years. That doesn't mean it won't explode next year. I don't know. 855-453. We'll continue with more about the BLM's demands in moments.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back with more Free Talk Live here on the live Sunday edition of the program. Back in our studios in Keene, New Hampshire, joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian
Ridley,
and Mark.
Dave Ridley's here, courtesy of his website, which is RidleyReport.com. You want a window to the world of just some of the activism happening here in New Hampshire, because Dave, unfortunately, cannot be everywhere at once, as much as I would like him to be. You can only be in one place at one time, and so you only get a fraction of what all is happening here, because there's a lot going on in New Hampshire. But Dave's got a great perspective on it. He's been here a long time as part of the Free State Project, so if you want to catch up with some of what's been going on, go to RidleyReport.com for a window into Dave Ridley's wacky, zany world.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry, yeah. I forgot my cue. Don't get mad, get video, go to RidleyReport.com. That's trademarked. That's
you should do that.
Hannah Hoffman has copyright on that.
BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, their demands are absolutely ludicrous on the folks organizing this year's Burning Man Festival. The festival's been going on for almost 30 years at this point, and will this be the nail in the coffin, the final nail in the coffin? Or will they, as far as it being on the Bureau of Land Management lands, will this finally give the organizers of Burning Man the incentive to pull the trigger on finding somebody with enough private property to host this this incredible event?
It's a diva government.
That's really
it tortures people.
Yeah, that's really exactly what we're talking about here. They're demanding all kinds of ridiculous things. They want, of course, pre-moistened towelettes, condiments, fruit, factory wrapped or resealable individually wrapped snacks. I can get even more detailed here.
It's another reason why we need them out of New Hampshire. We need to kick all this land that the Federals own, like in the White Mountains. They need to be kicked out.
Snack varieties, including candy bars, bag candy, trail mix, cookies, brownies, granola bars, energy bars. This is what they want in their $1 million VIP facility that they want the Burning Man folks to construct for them on the playa there in Black Rock
Desert. Some reason they can't just extort them for $1 million? Well, why do they have to make them do all the work, too? You know,
that's why I think so they might be doing this to try to drive them away.
Isn't the licensing like $5 million already?
It was like $4 million, and this is going to make it $5 million worth. They want pretzels, shelled nuts, factory-packaged meats such as dried meat, sausage, pepperoni, jerky, etc. are acceptable. Processed cheese and cheese food products are allowed for this item only. The government retains its full right to reject any product offered under this paragraph if the quality of the product is rejected by users. For a variety, two different products shall be used each day. And that was just under that. The whole paragraph was just under the segment for snack varieties. Don't forget they also want milk alternative. Tea, including black, herbal, green, and spiced flavored tea, may be served in addition to regular tea at the contractor's option. Dessert, including cakes, cookies, pies, cobblers, puddings, pastries, or ice cream. Can you imagine all these poor people in the Black Rock Desert just kind of subsisting on, you know, canned food or whatever the heck else they brought out there, rice and beans.
Trying to soak lentils for 24 hours and then crunching their way through them at that point.
And everybody knows, word's going to get around fast that the government bureaucrats are sitting in this palace over there with every possible food known to man.
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see the socialists versus these palace governments and let them duke it out. I mean, this reminds me of that scandal. Wasn't there like some judge somewhere that like she was forcing her bailiffs to give her back rubs and foot massages and stuff like that?
The reason this is a smaller scandal
is because there's no one person that they can lay it at the feet of, right? It's like Saul Alinsky said, when you have if you're focused on like a widespread abuse, no one really gets any attention. But if you focus on an individual, people hurt first. So you go after individuals rather than incidents or institutions. That's what he said. I technically that's the opposite of my philosophy, but I'm starting to see his point.
Details of the request were included in an email exchange obtained by the Reno Gazette Journal between a Burning Man official and Bob Abbey, the former BLM director who is now a consultant for Burning Man organizers. He said, quote, having been a career BLM employee, I expect agency employees to behave competently and professionally in their interactions with the public. I don't see these traits being applied in their dealings with Black Rock City. So that's a former BLM agent saying that. BLM Special Agent Dan Love of Salt Lake City was cited multiple times as the person behind many of the requests. According to the emails, he did not return requests for comment. Love also led the BLM operation against Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy that ended in a standoff with Bundy's armed supporters. The VIP encampment called the Blue Pit is a new request this year. It's in addition to the more bare-bones accommodations for the employees will be staying at the BLM headquarters, which houses up to 150 working staff during the main event. The headquarters are also expected to have trailers with flushable toilets and sinks, though no showers or washers and dryers are requested. The headquarters will be located at the end of the 12-mile Playa Entry Road, 12 miles north of Gerlach. The Blue Pit compound is about 2 miles past the Playa near an old gravel pit. So just to be clear, there's the VIP encampment, which does want the washers, dryers, and the flushable toilets. And then there's the headquarters, which has flushable toilets and sinks, but not the showers with the washers and the dryers.
Okay.
Who are the VIPs, asks USA Today. While one map names some of the government officials who will be staying at the compound, it does not name the dozen or so VIPs. In past years, visiting government officials have stayed in Gerlach or at the BLM barracks nearby. Most of the VIPs will be state and federal officials for the BLM who are concerned with the safety and security of Burning Man, based on a BLM assessment of the 2014 event. The boss man said over there. The assessment includes a critical review of the handling of Alicia Louise Cipiccio's death during the 2014 event. Cipiccio, who was 29, was hit by a vehicle during the early morning hours of August 28th. Burning Man and BLM officials traveled to D.C. in April to discuss officials' concerns and also Burning Man's proposed growth to a 100,000-person event in the future. About 70,000 are expected to attend this year. Look, if you put 70,000 people in a place for a period of time, somebody's going to end up hurt.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to die. After 30 years, and it wasn't 70,000 in the first decade or two decades, but
we're just talking about statistics here, folks.
Right. Over time, you put thousands of people in one place, someone's going to have a heart attack. Someone's going to get hit by a car. And one of those people who get hit by a car may be a fatal accident.
I'd like to point out, if you think right now you've sort of thrown up your hands, look, the cops have got to be there anyway, right? Well, think about this for a second.
Yeah, we're not talking about cops. We're talking about BLM bureaucrats.
Well, Bureau of Land Management's going there to essentially be cops, right?
I'm not really sure. These VIPs aren't going to be out and about in the streets.
Well, ultimately, every member of every government is a cop.
The cruise ships manage to go every day. There are cruise ships leaving the United States, and they have not a single cop aboard. Do they have their own personal security? Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
They have their own private security. But they float about in international waters with people who have paid to be there, and they do just fine. People die on cruise ships. It happens. People get sick on cruise ships. It happens. You don't need cops to handle it, and you certainly don't need a $1 million complex full of choco pies for them.
We're going to continue the discussion here in a moment. I want to tell you about ProXPN. If you have internet, and you probably do, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, then you need to protect yourself with your internet connection, because right now it's probably the case that your ISP, your internet service provider, is logging all the websites that you visit. They're probably also logging the search terms that you enter. And then, of course, they can data mine that information, sell it to other companies. They can give it away to governments to investigate you for who knows what. You can stop that prying and spying by signing up for ProXPN. They've got an app that you can download for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. And once you get set up and connected through ProXPN, your internet connection is encrypted. It's a global virtual private network. That encryption protects you from these people that want to know your business. And that can include people who just want to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets to steal your passwords. So go and get ProXPN, proxpn.com/FTL. It's easy to get set up, and then it's easy to upgrade to the premium level account, which gets you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. And you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go and use our discount code to save 50%, which, by the way, saves you 50% from the regular monthly price when you buy the annual account. The code is FTL50, and it's good for the lifetime of your account. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off. Use promo code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. More about the Bureau of Land Management's demands on Burning Man, the amazing festival in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. Will it happen this year? I'd say it's in question. Free Talk Live, more coming up. You can share your thoughts.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
You, me, and PTC is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
We're sitting down with Mr. Jason King. If you want to work with the government, you have to feed homeless people, man.
Jeffrey Tucker, what's possible in the Bitcoin space? Sounds a little like science fiction, but if you wait enough time, it becomes a reality.
Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
This is what the United States does with all those killer robots. For Bitcoiners, this is a way to get around that.
Subscribe at youmeandbtc.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Ridley.
And King Mark the First.
Oh, you're not wearing your crown tonight for the first time in a long time, Mark. You've been wearing that crown nightly at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
You know, I'm getting it. For one, a crown does not make a king. You know, a king is king, whether he has a crown on or not. But I'm ordering a new crown.
Why?
Why? I need a plush one because it's uncomfortable underneath the headphones.
You need a $1 million crown. So we're going to get into a little
bit more. I've never demanded that anyone buy a crown for me.
No, that's true. You're buying your own crown. Very good. So we can talk a little bit more about the BLM. I've got the interesting statistics about how much they've been paying in fees. They've been going up, shooting up. The folks from Burning Man have been paying ridiculous fees to the Bureau of Land Management over the last few years. And we can talk about that. The Burning Man Festival in question as to whether or not they're going to get the permit this year after the BLM is demanding a $1 million fancy facility, a VIP facility, a compound to be built on the playa there in the Black Rock Desert in Nevada this year for Burning Man, which is coming up at the end of August. But first, to the phones and your thoughts. Ralph is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, guys. You know, this week, as you know, Obama showed up there in South Carolina.
I suspect in some way or another, he sullied the name of the United States.
You know, as long as he just call it quits, yeah, I mean, it would be an issue for me, okay? But the issue raised is once again being injected into the national dialogue by this man, okay, by agitating us or inflaming a situation that's already been, you know, under control by the governor there who has, you know, taken
the Dave, you look really frustrated with
boring.
This caller.
You know, let me say this. Race relation under this
Dave
man,
says
Obama,
you're boring, Ralph. What do you have to say to that?
To say to what?
So Dave says you're boring. Dave Ridley is bored by your
Perhaps
call.
It's a bored
same
talk.
Old,
we're still cowardly to talk about the issue of race. Why is that? Now, your side is still cowardly to talk about the issue of race.
Oh, I'll be happy to talk to you about race.
We need to talk about the same old things over and
I can't understand him, Dave. Hang on. Let's give him a chance. Now, what are you going to rant about Obama? I mean, it seems like that's all you ever call about.
That's the purpose of this call. Talk about Obama.
Don't you have anything else that's interesting?
Look, Ian, you call it Free Talk Live, and you ask people if they'll call in about anything
they
want. I
know that, but you can call about anything you want, but when it's the same call over and over again, I mean, I'm going to get tired of it, too.
Well,
David,
my God.
Why is it hard for you to deal with the issue of race when this man is forcing it every day on you?
Well, I think
he's not forcing anything on me. I don't pay any attention to him.
When it comes to the topic of race, I tend to agree that, that there's the conversation surrounding race is messed up.
Is race relation under Obama better or good?
Is what?
Is race relation under this man Obama better or good?
Better or worse? I'd say that that race relations have generally been getting better.
I don't even know what that means. I mean, what does that even mean?
Blowing up over the conversation of race is what he's pointing at.
There were some black people and some Indian people at Porkfest, and I got along fine with them. So it seems like race relations are just fine world.
If things are fine in your world, then everything's fine?
What does it mean to say, how are race relations today? I mean, that's some general collectivist statement. It means nothing.
It's about things in the United States, and Obama is the president of the United States. I think that there's something to be said here, but
There's something to be said about what?
Okay, so I think that we need to be talking
about
some conclusion about race, but I think that you blame everything on Obama, and it's kind of boring, Ralph.
You're damn right. Everything is blamed on him.
W. Bush were still in charge of America.
Whatever your name is, I forget.
Ralph.
You are like a product of this system that is designed to get us to talk about irrelevant things. And you have become like an irrelevant thing machine. All you want to do is talk about this 2% of stuff that doesn't matter while huge, important things actually are happening.
No. What's 2% stuff? What is the 2% stuff you talk about?
Yeah, they want you to talk about Obama versus whoever else. That's what they want you to talk about. They don't want you to talk about...
I'm talking specifically about the issue of race. This man
they want you to talk... They really like it when you talk about that.
Yeah, there's no conclusion going to come about race. There's a Booker T. Washington quote out there, and I can't get it off the top of my head, but this is a guy from 100 years ago claiming that there are people out there that want to keep, black people out there that want to keep alive the conversation around race because they make a living off of it.
And that's Obama! And that's Obama! Thank you, Ralph.
Obama's got a job whether he keeps it alive or not. He's fine one way or the other.
He's going to make a viral YouTube video out of that.
I think what Obama wants to do is honestly solve the race issue in this country before he sort of leaves.
Who, Ralph or Barack Obama?
Barack Obama.
Well, he's not going to solve
the race
issue.
He's not going to solve it. No, it's not. But, I think the race issue has to be solved one individual at a time. Mm. Like, you have to solve the race issue for yourself. Right now, people are arguing about this rebel flag thing. And, for me, I'm from the South. I think the Confederate flag is the most beautiful flag. When we're talking about flags, right, it's the most beautiful flag of all the flags. And to me, it doesn't necessarily mean racism. But I know that it does mean that to other people. So I would never put a sticker of that thing on my car because I would be afraid that I would hurt someone's feelings, and I'm not interested in doing that. So... those are my thoughts on this flag, and actually there's people screaming at the Southerners screaming at their radios right now. Yes, I get that it's the Naval Jack or the Second Virginia Battle Flag or whatever it is that they've got flying in South
Not
Carolina.
Not the tobacco flag? I thought it was a tobacco flag.
What do you mean?
Like people have, you know, they have that flag and they spit they, tobacco.
See, that's just another northern yik yakin.
Actually, well, I mean, it's complicated. I'm not precisely a northerner natively.
But I agree that, you know, if you find somebody who has that, you know, is flying that flag or has a sticker on the back of their car, they're likely to not be of the highest class. And, you know, what are you going to say about that? Maybe they pride themselves on that. In many cases, they do. They say redneck, not a high class statement.
Now, you're not happy with the rebel flag, right? The you know, the fact that people have been flying it, and
me?
Even though you're from the South,
I wouldn't. I just wouldn't. But when I see it flying, it doesn't mean racism to me. I just think it's become a.
But weren't you mad about somebody
football.
Having it at Pork Fest or something?
I
like
would
that?
Not be in a flag in
Who
a picture
cares?
With it, and I didn't know that they were going to it because it's happening in New Hampshire, and that's why I care.
I'm supposed to care if it happens in New Hampshire. I don't understand why you're
so butthurt over somebody flying it in a picture that you happen to be in. By the way, I'm looking at this picture, and I don't see it. Are you talking about the big group photo?
Yeah, that's what I've heard that was in the picture.
I mean, it's a big picture. There's a lot going on here, but there's no rebel flag that's jumping out at me. You're pointing, and I'm still not seeing it.
I can't see it because I can't see your screen because you have it at an angle.
Well,
so
I'm sorry.
Play
I'm just,
solitaire
I'm just
while
saying,
I'm doing or whatever.
You know, this is so what happens at the Porcupine Freedom Festival every year? There's a large group photo that happens on the field with something like 1,000 people or, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in it. And obviously
it appears to have been I guess there was a kerfuffle over it, and I guess they did get the guy to move it then.
Okay. Well, anybody can show up.
Did you not see the big giant rebel flag at Pork Fest?
There was some guy riding around on a four-wheeler with a rebel flag.
And that was parked strategically to be in the picture, and I guess they asked him to move it.
Oh, okay. Well, and I guess he did move it then. Good. It's definitely not in that photo.
I'm glad I'm not in the picture.
Yeah, I mean, it is unfair if you think about it. Okay, maybe I do care. It's unfair if you think about it that the rebel flag, which represents a government which killed mostly soldiers briefly, is considered anathema, but the U.S. flag, which represents a government which has killed, you know, huge numbers of civilians, that's considered okay.
Well, tell you what, here's how you get up to 25% or more off of your favorite flag. Whatever flag you want, it's probably for sale at Amazon. You can pay with Bitcoin through purse.freetalklive.com and save big time. I just put a router on my purse account. And I'm going to try to get 33% off of this thing. You can try and get whatever percentage off you want off of your products on Amazon.
I figured the most unlikely flag I could find was the Cornish flag, and I typed it into Amazon, and there must be more than a dozen dealers there. Yeah,
purse is the way to go if you're going to shop at Amazon. Why wouldn't you want to get 25% off or more or less? You know, if you go with less, you'll get the item quicker. Basically, the larger the percentage, the longer you'll likely have to wait for the order to be fulfilled. But man, this works. Go and get signed up through purse.freetalklive.com, and then we'll get a very small percentage of each purchase that you make. When you start through purse.freetalklive.com, hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercronius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercronius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercronius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's going to be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.